Are you looking to make a podcast? Well, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First off, it's free. Nothing is better than free. Am I right? Anchor provides creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more services. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, which is very refreshing for very fresh, new podcasts looking to get their start. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Welcome back to the swamp, my friends. Today we are going to be diving into some more creepy dogman encounters. These stories, as always, are sent in by viewers just like you. And if you have an encounter that you would like to share in a future episode, be sure to submit it at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that help keep this channel going. Now, without further ado, sit back, relax, be sure to hit that like button and subscribe if you haven't yet, and get ready for creepy experiences that'll keep you up tonight. Hi. First, I want to say I love your channel. Well, my encounter takes place in Orcas Island, Washington. I live in Oklahoma, and have never experienced anything like this at home. I went to Orcas Island for my stepbrother's wedding, and it was supposed to be a great time. I did enjoy this trip up until my encounter. Okay, here goes my story. This place was beautiful. My first time going, it had a gorgeous, gorgeous layout. There were big trees right by the ocean, and there were deer everywhere. Even driving down the road, the deer were eating grass and not afraid of people. I just couldn't believe how much I loved it there. The night of the wedding was great. We all had fun and worn out from dancing and celebrating, but did not drink and didn't use drugs, so I was sober. The place I was staying was kind of small. It's like a little cottage or a condo. It had a garden and apple trees and deer all around. I decided to step outside to this bench and smoke a cigarette. I was looking up at the beautiful shining bright stars in the sky, thinking what a great night it was, when I hear this cracking sound, like branches breaking, and I'm thinking that it's going to be a deer or something, so I look over by these two apple trees where the sound is coming from. It is very dark outside, only the moon and stars shining light down below. I can only make out a big shadow, so I walk a little closer trying to see better. I am thinking a deer, and then I hear this low, very deep growl, and I freeze with fear, thinking, what is this, because that's no deer. Then I see this face that I will never forget. It looks like a dog or a wolf face, and it's massive with pointed ears and yellow eyes and huge, sharp, very white teeth, and it's looking right at me and growling. It was black, and what I could see of its body during this time was muscled, like a bodybuilder. I guess you could say I froze with fear. I wanted to move and run, but I just couldn't. As I'm standing there, looking at this creature, it takes a step towards me and starts growling more. It pins its ears back on its head and pulls its lip back, revealing even sharper white teeth. Kinda like a dog does when it's angry or going to attack. I came out of my trance and just ran for my life back to my room, which was not very far, not knowing if this thing was chasing me or if I was going to die. I'm happy to say I didn't, obviously. I made it inside my room, slammed the door and locked all the locks. That said, no door or amount of locks would have stopped this creature if it really wanted to come after me. I didn't sleep all night. I was happy to be going home the next morning, so I didn't have to stay another night there and worry about future encounters with this, I guess, dog man. I've heard your stories and your interviews and stuff like that where they talk about their encounters, but until you actually have one, and know this creature is real and out there in the world, it's a whole different experience. I don't wish anybody ever see this because I don't think I'll ever forget about it. So everyone, be careful out there. This happened in September of 2019, and to this day, I am still having nightmares about it. That face I think will haunt me forever. I was about 25 at the time and living in San Diego County, where I still reside today. This would be around the year 2003. The company I worked for at the time sent myself and a coworker, who was a good friend of mine, out to Palm Desert for a few days to do the job. We usually didn't have to travel very far, but we had a high-end client out there. So the drive and hotel fees, including any meals we had, were worth the trip. I had to tie up a few loose ends before I could get started, so my coworker, who I'll call Stan, drove out separately, and the plan was for him to check into the hotel, and I would meet him there later in the early evening. I'd only driven this route once before, so I printed out maps with directions to get there, as smartphones didn't exist yet, and of course I didn't have a GPS. After all was taken care of, I started on my way, headed up the 15 freeway. I was supposed to take the 79 south exits and then another turn onto a different route to link up with the 74, which headed straight to Palm Desert. But I missed the exit, and stupidly kept going, and took the 79 north instead. I realized my mistake when I came to a town called Hemet. The next transition was to the 74, so I decided to take it. It was a big backtrack. I basically was doing a sort of loop. This part of the 74 headed up through the San Bernardino Mountains to get where I originally should have been. I was mad at myself for making the mistake, but at least I get back on the right track. So I called up Stan and told him what I had done and I was going to be a bit later than planned. He just laughed and said he'd pick up some beer and a burger for me. After a short stretch of some windy roads, the road straightened out a bit. It was sometime in spring, and there were still patches of snow on the ground here and there. As I climbed in elevation, the trees were getting a bit thicker. It was before dusk and still bright outside, but the sun had set below the tree line. I flipped on my lights just in case because of the mountain road. Safety first, right? This is where it gets interesting. I came around a slight bend and the road was fairly straight. One lane in each direction. There were no cars in front of me, but one car trailing me quite a bit back. Then I saw something come from the left of the road, but into the middle of the road. It was about, in estimation, 150 yards down. It walked on all fours into the road. At first, I thought it was a black bear, as they are known to be in these mountains. I kinda got excited, as I'd never encountered any bears before, even while camping in the bear country many times. As I got closer, I noticed it wasn't the color of a bear. Also, it had a tail. It looked more like a big wolf. As I got even closer, I could see it had a kind of medium tannish brown fur with gray mixed in with it. Kind of like a German Shepherd, but with some gray evenly mixed in with the brown and tan. It had a long snout, like a wolf or maybe a Malamute, and tall ears just like a wolf. I quickly thought to myself, I don't think there are any wolves in these mountains. Just your normal mountain critters. As I got about 50 yards from it, the part I'll always remember happened. It stood up. It stood up and turned to look to see what was coming. By my estimation, it was tall. About 7 foot, I would say. Way bigger than any dog I've ever seen. It stared as I kept coming closer and closer, then abruptly turned and ran quickly on two legs that looked just like dog legs, but it had more human-looking arms. It leaned forward a bit as it took two steps and leaped over the ditch. It was like a basketball player, jumping to dunk a basketball. Then it just disappeared into the brush. My first thought was, holy crap, I just saw a werewolf. I had never heard of a dogman at the time, just what you see in the movies. The way it moved on two legs though, it leaped over that ditch effortlessly. The thing was, it didn't necessarily look aggressive, but it looked downright terrifying. It looked like it was thinking, "Oh crap, what am I gonna do here?" It didn't have yellow or glowing eyes. It didn't chase the car. It didn't necessarily seem malicious. It just seemed like it wanted to have nothing to do with me. I didn't tell Stan, as I was afraid of the ridicule, but I saw what I saw. And still, to this day, I wonder if the car behind me saw it as well. I don't think I saw a werewolf. I think I saw a dog man. My story is going to be rather short, but I hope you share it anyway. When I was around 7 or 8 years old, I took dance classes that sometimes ran into the early night. My parents had picked me up and we were going probably 60 or 70 miles per hour on the highway in my dad's truck. Not many other cars were on the road at the time. I was in the back seat on the right side, watching the shadows from the streetlights. I was bored in counting how many street lamps there were based on the shadows, since the lamps were on the left side. After one lamp, a shadow appeared of a dog-like creature on all fours. Like, it had dog-like ears, but almost looked like a person would. I remember being scared, as it looked quite large and I was worried because it didn't really know what it was and how it was keeping up with us. I tried looking at it directly by looking through the back window, but the bed of the truck blocked everything. It must have been really close. I'm not sure why I didn't tell my parents. I think it was because I didn't want to take my eyes off of it. I'm not sure. Anyway, I could see its running shadow pass by every lamppost until at one point it was like it ran behind a lamppost and just vanished. I know my story wasn't very long, maybe not scary, but to me, super interesting. So me and my friend and my sister were exploring this abandoned mill near my house last night. We climbed in the first house and were coming up the stairs to the second floor when we heard a noise of something moving. My sister was at the top of the steps and I was somewhere near the middle. I pointed my flashlight around the middle of the room and we saw this big gray furry creature that looked like it was hunched over. I saw a tail and my sister said she saw it had big, meaty shoulders, humanoid hands, and glowing yellow eyes. We quickly realized whatever it was would probably not be too happy with us being in its territory. We swiftly yeeted the heck out of there. What really sent chills down my spine was the fact that when we walked around the house, we noticed there was a ladder going up to the second story. But in order to get into the house, we had to step up on this barrel and climb up onto a metal pole to hoist ourselves up to the entrance. That was about 7 or 8 feet off the ground. So whatever that creature was, probably could not have gotten up the way we did. If it used a ladder, it is definitely something humanoid, and definitely something scary. Once we got back home, we did our research about possible animals it could have been, and living in Virginia, there were not many animals that resembled the creature that we saw at all. It was too big to be a fox or a cat. It had different fur than a wolf. It had a tail, so it couldn't be a bear. So we did more research into cryptids. We came across the stories of Dogman, and we looked at the pictures that came up. It seemed to resemble what we saw. I read some stories about Dogman, and they said that people that see it usually form obsessions over it, and my sister, being the only one that saw its eyes, was ranting and raving about being so curious as to wanting to go back and seeing it again. My sister drew a sketch of what she saw, and was doing some tarot readings after we got home. She had her cards stacked on her sketchbook, and a bug crawled on it, and started going crazy running around until it stopped in the middle of the deck, and then it stopped moving. My friend picked up the top card, and it was the Wolfman. We're thinking of going back to investigate soon, but I just wanted to tell this story to let you know that there may be a Dogman in Virginia. Sometime back, I posted about a UFO I witnessed driving to work in October. It was shared on this show. It was a very large UFO, stationary, around 500 yards in the air directly above my vehicle. It was quite an unsettling event, and since that time I've been on the lookout for any more of these objects or crafts. Here's where it gets stranger though. About a month later in September, I am once again driving to work. It is dark and in a rural area, and I round the corner into a lighted area that has a few buildings nearby. We, my fiancé and I, are normally alone driving on this highway. This being no exception when I see a large dog walking quickly up the side of the road on the right. Loose dogs are no strange sight around here, and I was hoping he would not run out into the road in front of us. Then, he stopped directly beside the road and stood up. He did not stand up like a dog rearing up as they do sometimes. No. He stood up like a human being and seemed to morph into something different. 1 minute it was clearly a dog, and the next it turned into something I've never seen. Maybe a werewolf or something, I don't know. It was dark, so I couldn't see much. A few details and an outline, but I've never seen anything like it before. It stood maybe 5 feet tall, 6 feet maybe, and short front arms, and it seemed like it had a flat, wide head. I could not see the lower part of it, because the car was passing by and the passenger door blocked it. It stood there watching us as we go by, and I lost sight of it. Yes, I know, people probably say it was a bear, but no. This did not look or act like a bear. It didn't look like a Bigfoot either. I have looked on the internet for something or anything that resembled, but to no real avail outside of maybe Dogman or a werewolf. But it didn't quite look like those either. It didn't really seem aggressive or violent, and I did not get the feeling of ill will in that particular moment. It just looked curious, if that makes sense. If someone were to tell me this story, I would probably dismiss it or think they were crazy, but I did see it. Neither I nor my fiancé do drugs or have a history of mental illness. I retired from the military, so I have been around and seen a few things, but nothing like this. I have heard of UFO sightings that have been linked to shapeshifter or Bigfoot sightings, but always dismissed it as crazy people trying to cash in on UFO phenomena. Now I'm not too sure. Does anyone have any similar stories or theories of why these sightings are sometimes interlinked? Also, if anyone knows of any good sources of maybe finding information on this, please let me know. I would be so thankful. I live in southern Ohio, near the Ohio River. I and a few friends decided to go explore the abandoned hospital that backed up to a giant hill in a large forest across the river of Maysville, Kentucky. It was a local spot for dumb teenagers to go and scare each other and play grab ass with their girlfriends. So running into other people wasn't uncommon, but you could usually tell if other people were there, because there would be other cars parked near it. That being said, on this night, we were the only dumb teenagers there. The moment we got out of the car, though, everything just felt wrong. We knew we weren't allowed to be there because the building was condemned, but this felt like we were actually in danger. Which, of course, we always were because it was condemned, but it just felt different. Now, by this point, I had been to Hazelwood Hospital 20 times or so, and I was familiar with the layout. Once the three of us had gotten inside and had been there for about 45 minutes, we split up to tag some different places and explore. I went to go take pictures of the morgue in the basement to see if I could photograph any orbs or anything really cool. I had been in the morgue for not more than 10 minutes when I smelled the foulest smell I've ever smelled. It was rot. I don't know what it was that was rotting. I could only imagine it was a large dog or a coyote, but all I could make out was about 40 pounds of rotting meat. I had just started to look at the meat chunk when I heard the slam of a steel door and what sounded like running through puddles of water, which meant whatever it was in the basement with me because the floor had about 3 inches of water standing in it. So naturally, I figured it was my friend just playing a prank on me. That was when I decided to get them back and scare them before they could scare me. Now, the way the morgue was set up, you could actually climb on top of the coolers they used to store the bodies. So I hopped up there and laid to see who was coming and to try to scare the heck out of my friend. And I had been there for no more than a minute when I heard screaming. Now, I've known my friends my entire life, which at this point had been 19 years. I've never heard screaming like this. The screaming stopped and I heard footsteps running above me, and what I can best describe as pounding. Now, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't freaking out a little, because this wasn't like my friends. It was usually, maybe, hiding behind a corner and jumping out and being like, gotcha. This was different. This was dread. I was feeling straight up dread. As I continued to lay there for about 5 minutes, I heard panting and footsteps in the water. They were getting closer. That was when I smelled wet dog. But it wasn't just wet dog, it was also the same smell of rot, too. Then another steel door slammed, and I could tell it was in the same room as me. The panting was even louder now, and honestly, it sounded more like a labored breathing and sniffing. Now at this point, I'm terrified. I'm trying to slowly back away from the edge of the cooler I'm on, and slip behind the wall the cooler backs up to, and drop into the boiler room. I'm almost to the end of the cooler when I hear the morgue door slam and break the tiles on the wall with the door handle. I'm less than 35 feet from whatever this thing is, whatever's panting and smelling like death, and all I can do is think and sit there and my mind is racing, yelling, run, run. I could hear the sniffing, and then I heard the deepest, most menacing growl I've ever heard. The movies and shows do not do justice to just how deep and rough a growl this is. It was sniffing me out. It was actually smelling where I had been. I dropped down behind the wall in the boiler room, and I thanked God for the door that connected the morgue that was blocked by old gurneys and locked on the side, which I thought would stop this thing from getting in. I was so very wrong. I hadn't been in the boiler room for 30 seconds before I heard the pounding and scratching on the steel door. It sounded like Freddy Krueger was trying to carve his way through the steel door. Then I heard the sound that still haunts me to this day. It howled, and I mean it bellowed a howl, so loud that I had to cover my ears. Now, on the other side of the boiler room was the access to the generator and the dock doors that trucks use to unload and the hillside that leads to the woods. When I reached the other side of the room, I could hear this thing slamming into the door and knocking the lockers away and the gurneys. I opened the door to the dock room, and when I looked back, I saw the arm of this creature sticking through the opening, and it made me feel like I was in a horror movie. It was a gray and brown mass of fur, but it looked like a human arm. But it didn't at the same time because the hand was just all wrong. The hand had 5 digits, but the claws would have made a bear run in fear. I slammed the door behind me and ran for the dock doors. The dock doors wouldn't budge and I can hear the gurneys overturning and the lockers sliding on the floor. It was getting through, and the only thing between me and it was a single door. I ran to one of the windows by the dock doors and proceeded to bust it out, which mangled my hand from the glass. Then, as I was pulling myself through the window, I heard the door get slammed into one of the hinges, completely flew off and hit the wall. I tumbled out of the window and hit the cold, wet ground. When I stood up, I saw it in the doorway. Now, I'm 6'4", 250 pounds, not little by any means, and this thing took up the entire doorway, an 8-foot-tall, 3-foot-wide door. It was covered head to toe in gray-brown fur, and it had a very narrow snout, almost like a Doberman pincher, and its ears were just barely visible because of the doorway. But I could tell they were pointing up just like a dog. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I was completely paralyzed. This thing was staring right into my soul, looking at every delicious part it was going to enjoy. I've never felt like an item on a menu, but I could tell you it's terrifying. Then it snarled, and that woke me up from my disbelief at what I was seeing. I turned and ran. I ran up the hill into the woods and to get around to the hospital, to the street to where my car was parked. I hadn't made it 25 feet when I heard clawing to get out the window. I knew I would never make it to the car this way. So I ran back towards the hospital where the fire escape ladder was. I had used the ladder before climbing to the roof to take pictures of the entire town. I completely skipped the first three rungs on the ladder and was now inside the enclosed part of the fire escape. Again, this thing howled and I could feel waves of pure terror filling my body. My hand was killing me at this point and I was getting blood on everything just as I was reaching the first floor window. I could feel this thing slamming into the escape ladder, knocking me down a couple of rungs. It leaped into the outside of the fire escape and began clawing at my feet. Just as I reached the window, I felt it. Pain like I've never felt. It had grabbed just above my ankle and yanked, and in doing so shredded my boot to the end of my jeans and my flesh. I was able to pull myself into the first floor window, and then I heard it push itself onto the fire escape and head back the way it came. Now at this point I'm dragging my left leg and trying to keep my right hand in my hoodie pocket. The entrance we came in from is only about 150 feet down the main hall and around a left turn. As I'm halfway down the hall, I hear the steel door slamming again. I'm dragging myself down the hall just trying to stay focused on getting out of this hellhole. The howling starts again and I can hear it getting closer. I make the turn and hear the pounding coming up the stairs from the basement. I make it to the entrance and hear the padding of hands and feet on the door. I made the mistake of looking back as it rounded the corner, and it was running on all fours like a real dog. I bolted down the hill towards the street where the car was parked and realized the car was gone. They left me. My only way of escape was gone. I just zoned out and kept running, down the hill with my leg throbbing and my hand bleeding everywhere. I was in complete agony, and all I could think that I was going to be freaking dog kibble. Finally, I made it to the first house I could find, and ran full force into the door and began pounding on it like a crazy person. And thank God this old lady was home, because she opened the door. I literally fell inside and just before I kicked the door closed, standing on two legs at the end of her driveway was this monster. I broke down in tears and apologized. I didn't know what to do, and luckily the old lady had called the cops because of a crazy person who was bleeding everywhere and just fell into her home. When the cops got there and asked me what happened, I told them the same thing I've said here, and of course they didn't believe me and thought I was on drugs. The EMT took me to the hospital, and when they did blood work and found no substance in my system, they then concluded I was attacked by a wild dog. I ended up with 36 stitches in my leg and 17 in my hand. I had to get rabies shots and tell the local wildlife officer my story. He informed me that they had reports of wild dog packs running around the outside of town, ransacking garbage cans and killing some of the local pets. And I informed him that it wasn't a pack of wild dogs and it was a giant dog man, but they all just thought I was crazy. The only thing I had in my favor was the claw mark on my leg. Even the doctors were confused about how a wild dog could cause a mark like that. Now, you know my story, and you know why I absolutely know we are not at the top of the food chain. I've never been back to Hazelwood Hospital, and I've deterred anyone from ever going there. That experience has haunted me for the last 11 years of my life, and it has made me into the overcautious man I am. I always have to know where every exit is, and I cannot walk into a building without knowing that. I always know where large clumps of woods are. This experience changed me forever, and it changed the way I look at the world we live in. Just because we all haven't seen something doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It just means some people haven't been hunted for their life. I have no doubt what stalked me that night was the dog man. I know it in my bones. I am an avid outdoorsman. I'm very experienced in hunting, camping, hiking, and general survival. I'm very familiar and used to wildlife as well, and I was charged by what I believe a cryptid. I believe the cryptid that charged me that day was a dog man. It charged me and my cousin. It was definitely not a bear, as a bear cannot move how this thing did. And it was not a normal wolf, as they cannot controllably run on two legs, whereas what charged us seemed to be natural at doing so. I can elaborate further if you wish. This happened around June or July of 2007, I believe. I was around 17 years old and more cocky then, but still somewhat knowledgeable of the outdoors. My family used to own a cabin in northwest Wisconsin. I basically grew up there in the summer. I knew the woods well, but at night it was wise to stay in the cabin, or at least by the bonfire by the beach, because of bears, wolves, and cougars. One of the creepiest things was if you were having a bonfire, the tree line was visible from the fire, and the beach, and at night you always felt like you were being watched from that tree line. But during the day the woods always seemed normal, not so creepy. That is, until this incident. So this happened somewhere between 1200 and 1400 hours. Me and my cousin were having an airsoft battle. I was in full woodland camo. He was not. I retreated onto the ATV trail, into the woods for a tactical advantage. And our battle took us about 200 meters in and about a third of the way up the trail. We had enough at this point and were standing at the edge of a clearing on the trail, talking, for maybe what was just like 2 or 3 minutes. He was probably not more than 10 feet away from me. I decided to mess with him. I shushed him and said, "We're being watched." He froze. Then I realized the woods actually were dead silent, and I got spooked myself and started scanning the tree line. I started also scanning the other edge of the clearing from the left to right, and then I saw it. Its teeth gave it away. It was panting and staring at my cousin. I don't expect you to believe me, but what I saw was a wolf as big as a black bear, at least 300 pounds or more. But it wasn't normal. This wolf was on two legs, crouching next to a tree with his arm grasping the tree, grasping with a clawed hand. It had reddish-brown fur. I told my cousin that we have to go, we have to get out of here. And the next thing I know, he is sprinting, and I look back at this wolf who had locked on and sprinted a few steps on 2 feet, and then I turned and ran when it was barreling through the brush after us. But for whatever reason, it let us go when we broke out of the tree line and headed to the cabin. What stuck with me was just the sheer size of this thing. This dogman wolf thing appeared to be nearly 7 feet tall when standing, and where it should have had front paws, it appeared to have large, clawed hands. Now, I'm not sure how to explain it away rationally. I have heard of wolves occasionally walking on their uprights, but as far as I know, they can't sprint on two legs, nor do wolves get that big. Black bears more waddle on two legs, and the closest description is just silly. A werewolf or a dogman? I don't know. Thank you for sharing. Thanks for watching this video. If you enjoyed these creepy dogman encounters, please be sure to hit that like button as it helps me out a ton. If you're new, why not join the swamp? Hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications to never miss a new one, as I upload them almost every single day, and all things natural and supernatural. If you have a story you would like to share in a future video, whether it's a dogman encounter or something else, be sure to send it in at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I would love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. It's stories like yours that help keep this show going. Man, these were some pretty interesting encounters. I would love to keep reading more of these. It's fun to get back to my roots and reading some dogman stories. Instead of a code word this week, I actually have more of a question for you guys. What is your all-time scariest theory behind what dogmans could be? Are they alien? Are they paranormal? Are they simply creatures of this world? Or are they all shapeshifters like some people think? Let me know your theories. I'd love to know. Thank you guys, as always, for supporting the swamp the way you do. I'll see you guys soon with another creepy video.